Monticello, we were Cardinals. We're now Tiger Nation. But there was, you know, a very strong affinity for identifying ourselves kind of separately. I remember a couple of really great teachers that stick out in my mind, and it was the wonderful home economics teacher. Her name was Mrs. Day, and we used to kind of laugh at everything that she said. She ended with, "And I have to tell you why." So, you know, if it was sorting, sifting flour or looking at a recipe, it was, you know, "And I have to tell you why." So it was very, very funny for her, but to be in her class. And Mr. Densler, who was an amazing math teacher, which I hope this won't be offensive. We called him Socks and Sandals, Mr. Densler, but he was very, very passionate and very, very supportive of us. And also Mrs. Collier, who was my social studies teacher, who was one of the first people who kind of had given me this world view of things. I started doing cheerleading and talent shows. Gosh, those were great. We were able to present our own sort of music and lip sync. And, you know, I think Cleveland Heights is really good for fostering individual talent, whether it's instrumental or vocal. Those times were really, really great for me.